Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain partly sunny with a high near 41, light and variable wind. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 29, and on Tuesday a 30% chance of rain mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 42, southeast wind gusting as high as 29 miles per hour. And in the news for today, following the 2020 census and legal wrangling, the Vernon County Board of Supervisors voted to adopt a tentative redistricting plan that reduces the number of districts and supervisors from 29 to 19 at its meeting on October 6, 2021. Prior to the decision, information from the Wisconsin Census Board was made available to the county on August 23rd, and the commission began meeting soon after. The process usually starts in April every 10 years. In proposing the changes to eliminate nearly half the seats, several supervisors said there needed to be more competition in the county to make sure representatives had a stronger voice. However, there has been a challenge from some supervisors who said just the opposite effect was being voiced by their constituents, who said they feel they have less of a voice with fewer representatives. Some residents in the county feel this was more of a power grab by conservative members of the board. Viroqua, the county seat and largest city in the county, lost one of their seats. Viroqua voters have been consistently more progressive in their voting record than their more rural neighbors. The new redistricting plan will be in full effect on Tuesday, April 5th. In Vernon, Crawford, and Monroe counties, voters will choose their city councils, town boards, school board members, and supervisors for the county board. Beginning tomorrow, the Nearly Noon News will be sharing a review of candidates and issues in preparation for the election, beginning with the County Board of Supervisors. In other news, in Milwaukee, the National Labor Relations Board has rebuffed Colectivo Coffee's management appeal to block employees from being represented by a union that won a majority vote at the company last year. The board in Washington, D.C. acted Thursday, issuing a one-sentence decision rejecting the Milwaukee-based company's petition to review an earlier order that certified the union to represent the employees. The company's appeal, quote, raises no substantial issues warranting reviews, the NLRB decision states. The union election covered employees at all 15 of Colectivo's outlets in Chicago, Milwaukee, and Madison. It was the largest successful union drive in Wisconsin in at least a decade, covering as many as 400 or more workers in the coffee chain's stores, as well as in its production and shipping operation. A majority of employees whose votes were counted in the union election a year ago voted for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers to represent them after a group of Colectivo workers began organizing in 2020. Company had staunchly opposed the union's drive, claiming unionization would harm the culture of the business. The opposition drew widespread attention, with critics inside as well as outside the labor movement calling it inconsistent with the company's long-standing cultivation of a socially and politically progressive image. Following the ruling, Colectivo's management said Friday afternoon that the company has agreed to negotiate. This report came in part from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.